from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I feel very confident in where we're at from the offensive line position. And that confidence comes from not 2023 or a version that maybe people are exposed to. I'm talking about 2024, these individuals and the group, and what I've watched every practice and or even to the point of how we blocked Atlanta's defensive line and joint versus a year ago. The group itself has given me confidence, because I don't base any of my thoughts or opinions on the former production or the former self of someone. I let them define what they are right in front of me that day. So the group has given me more confidence at the O-line position, really, in general, than I've had since I've been here.
Well, that ought to put the fire out right there, man. Boy, the team is, of course, the media has said, hey, man, we don't think much of your offensive line, and is it very good? And Mike, and coming out, say, hey, man, I like our offensive line. I like it a lot. I like where they are. I respect you guys. I mean, he wasn't disrespectful to anybody that's been writing, we don't think you're very good, or guys on the radio saying you're not very good. You guys got to get a lot better. And he didn't pull the Chris, though, where they were sitting together laughing about stuff. So it's a little bit, hey, man, we'll find out. We can have a little fun and joke about all this stuff, but we'll find out, man. It's one thing to go, hey, I'm just telling you right now, that's not, okay, we'll see. Oh, we think we're real. Okay, we'll see, right? You'll find, can you run the ball inside? Can you run the ball outside? Can you pass protect? I get it. A lot of our passes, as Tua has said more than once, we get rid of the ball quickly, man. We don't mess around. We get it. We get it out to our guys and let them go to work. So, hey, listen, we got a weekend off. We'll talk more about that next week, and we'll see it against Jacksonville. And if that's not enough, 4 days later, we'll see it again at Hard Rock Stadium against the Buffalo Bills. But with all that said, man, it's University of Miami at Florida coming up, man. We're not going to be talking about nice facilities and NIL and recruiting and who won and all that stuff, man. All that stuff is all about all the stuff that they've done financially and bringing in really good people and spending a lot of money is all about 12 games starting with this game tomorrow with University of Miami at Florida. God, it's hard. It's weird to say tomorrow, right? It's already here, man. It's great. And so here we go, man. All that stuff we talk about, and hey, we're taking a break from spring football, but we want to tell you we got two verbal commitments from two top guys, and we brought in a great transfer portal class, and we're really excited about it. The one that was in spring football with us, and the transfer portal we got when spring football was over, brought in some really good players. Hey, we got that quarterback we felt we needed. We got a front line, one of the best quarterbacks in the country in Cam. It's now time, man. It's now time. If you want to say you're different than the UM teams we've seen a couple last couple of decades, kind of starts with this one, man. I know it's pretty close as far as point spread goes. And we'll see what happens. We'll be talking about all those transfer portals. We'll see if any of the young guys get to play right off the bat. Any of this last recruiting class that was so good. And we'll see the improvement from guys who were part of this last year. Still the core of guys that played last year and are back and playing, including both your starting tackles and your right guard. And you can go through it. Hey, listen, the Maui Noah brothers, and if you have any more, please send them to Miami. Reuben Bain. I mean, you can go on with the really good players they have, but the real improvement has to come from this transfer portal. And these guys that are 21, 22, 23 years old that have, most of them, a year of eligibility left to come in and make a big splash. You paid them. You recruited them to come in and be frontline guys in a hole, and not just here, this around the country, a hole that you had on your team and you came in with something real strong, probably paid a little extra NIL money to get it, but you feel pretty good. Got a lot of depth on the team too. Now, it's off-season depth, right? We'll find out what it looks like on the field and how quickly this thing comes together is the other thing. You know, there's no preseason games, man. You just jump right into it. And a scrimmage, ones against ones in practice, doesn't count. It's a whole different level, man. Whole different level in front of 90,000 people on the road than what you can do and playing loud music and everything else. So we'll see. You know, we'll be talking about the coaching as well as everything else to prepare this team and see what's going to look. Can't wait to see it, man. I pretty much blocked it off and try to figure out how to do it and still keep a happy wife on a bye week in the NFL. I think I got it figured out, Woody. I may not catch all the games tomorrow, Woody, because there's some good ones.
Well, what'd you do? You carved out like a little slot for her to have some breakfast?
No, I did, man, without coming across like a real pig,
yeah,
or selfish. Which,
and you can still make dinner.
I've been accused of both. But, yeah, I've...
What time that game will be over? 7, give or take? Late dinner?
Yeah. Is it going to be a good dinner or a bad dinner, though? You know, is it going to be kind of a quiet dinner, or is it going to be,
for you,
man, you're in a really good mood.
Dinner. Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, I tell you, last night, again, the same thing we saw in week zero. These games are, like, all over the place. Colorado almost lost.
Why?
NC State almost lost last night to a nobody. Like, there's a lot.
Yeah, but the other, there were a lot of blowouts, too.
There were.
And by the way, there were a lot of
SMU was like 30-point favorites, only won by like 5. So these games are all really close, but, man.
I would like to ask, and I don't know, maybe somebody out there knows, I didn't look it up, but I don't know if Colorado had to pay North Dakota State to come to town.
I think North Dakota State's one of the good ones. Isn't that where Josh Allen played?
No, that's not where Josh Allen played.
Oh, he played Colorado. Wyoming. Someone Wyoming. Played at North Dakota State that was really good. Is that where Trey Lance played?
No, it was, wasn't it Wentz? Carson Wentz?
Know, somebody good played there.
I'm not sure. Hey, but I got to
tell
you.
They almost lost last night.
No, but this thing, Woody, you got to let me, you got to listen to this one. North Dakota State, for the last 7 or 8 years, has been a powerhouse in this, the old Division II football. They go deep in the playoffs, they win
one
the whole
AA.
Thing, one
yeah.
double A, whatever it's called. They win it a lot. They don't lose a lot of games. And they jumped out, man. They had their chances in that game. Colorado was just a lot better in three positions. Three positions, they were a lot better. Two wide receivers and a quarterback put on a friggin' show last night. Dion's son was fantastic. Boy, He looks like an NFL quarterback, man. He does. And by the way, those two guys on the outside look like, talking about this one guy, Hunter, could be the first overall pick. He plays defense as a corner and also had a big game as a wide receiver with three touchdowns last night. So kind of crazy stuff. You know, it's funny. You watch Deion. There's been so much said about Deion's good for college football. He is. Whether you really like him or really dislike him, he's really good. He does it completely different. He's not afraid to be the show. He's not. He likes out being out in front. It's prime time, coach prime time. He likes it. And honestly, it's probably really good for the game. It just is. It's completely different. Hey, they struggled. I'm guessing they're going to have some problems this year if they struggled with that team, that North Dakota State team who, by the way, I can tell you when they came out on the field, you looked at those guys, they've beaten so many Division I teams. They are like, we got a chance to win this one. And they played like it, right? 31-26 loss in that game. But, yeah, Woody, you never know, man. You never know in these games. And so we got some good ones coming up. We'll be talking about those. And, obviously, University of Miami, Florida. There's actually a game before UM of Florida. Kind of an interesting game. Clemson and Georgia. I'm curious to see.
Yeah, just a little bit, huh?
I'm curious to see what Clemson, I guess, our guy, man, up there still fighting a transfer portal.
Well, I think the reason you're interested in seeing Clemson is because you think, man, the ACC is, you know, NC State got a scare last night. Like, if Clemson's not as good as we think they are, Florida State already lost to Georgia Tech.
You know,
I mean,
did North Carolina play last night and have a close one?
They did. They played Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah, they only won by a couple of points,
yeah,
but they lost their quarterback, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I don't know. You know, the problem is you don't know how good any of these teams are going to be when you start the season, right? And that's the thing with the Gators. You obviously, some of the fans, I think, are, like, overlooking them. I had that, like, 41-17 prediction, you know, earlier in the week. But I think the more level-headed fans are like, all right, this is going to be a good battle here.
Yeah. You notice Vegas. If you're not sure, go to see what Vegas. Find out what Vegas is saying about the game. Who's favored, by the way, in that game?
Miami's like a slight 2.5, 3-point favorite.
All right, there you go.
It's not, but it's, you know.
It's not much.
Yeah.
Not much at all.
They're telling me they don't know, and they're giving, you know, the Gators, it's keeping it close because it's a, you know, that's a home game for them, obviously, right? But Miami comes in ranked. They get the little number in front of them.
They're not empty of talent. Like this thing, like stop with this. That Gators don't have talent. You're gonna see that they got some pretty damn good players on that team, and we'll see how quickly they're in the same boat playing a first game and where they are. But yay, man, you know the unknown is why you go up there. And people are leaving today to go up there and get ready tonight. Probably get a little liquored up tonight in Gainesville. By the way, I've had some of my worst hangovers up there with my daughters going to school up there. Just what happens when you go to a college campus and makes a father act like such an idiot? What is it that forces you? And literally, my wife is telling me, you know it's bad when you just about get to your hotel and you're just getting the business. You're an embarrassment. Why? What were you doing? What were you thinking?
She said that.
How much did you have to drink? You obviously had too much.
Did you tell her you're trying to like relive the glory days?
I told her.
Yeah.
I just turned back into a kid for a little while, man.
You get a good energy at the campus, man.
Yeah.
Come on. That's all right.
Yeah. I forgot what it was like to have a little hangover on game day, you know, for a college football game.
Why do you get smashed at home on Saturday?
Nah.
And then you really be obnoxious at dinner.
No, not. we're not doing that, Woody. We
take
are not
a shot
doing
every
that.
Time they score a touchdown or something.
Hey, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on here. Woody, we talked about this Netflix show that's coming out, right? The Starting Five. Do we talk about that? Got the quarterback and the receiver, and now.
Is the basketball one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we did hit that. Yeah. And Jimmy Butler. From last year, by the way, it's not about they're not following it. It was done last year, and I wonder what Jimmy Butler's going to look like in this thing.
My guess is they make everyone that's on that show look good.
Yeah, because everybody has. That's a good point.
Every single person that's done that show, you've come out really liking them. Yeah, he'll look good, man.
Yeah, He's not going to look
make
like
you
he,
feel sympathy.
He's not going to look like he missed 22 games left the tennis match a little late and none
imagine
of that stuff.
they hang him out to dry injuries I don't think so. That'll be good though. Netflix keeps them rolling out, man. They had that Connor Stallions thing the other night.
And now, by the way, now everybody wants to do them. They must be getting calls from every superstar in every sport. I'll do one. Hey, the way you made all those guys look, I'll do one.
So I don't care. Michigan cheated. It is what it is at this point. So I guess that documentary, Dave Portnoy was in it from Barstool. And I saw the clip where he's like, yeah, that was Connor Stallions on the sideline. And then he came out on Twitter and was like, they mixed my words or whatever. Like, I mean, I saw the clip, like, said it quite clearly, but I don't know, Joe. Right. That was a weird story, that whole Connor Stallion thing.
Don't care about it anymore.
Disguise on the sideline.
Yeah, but I don't really care. Yeah. It's done.
And then I guess they did a Steve McNair thing that I guess didn't go over so well on Netflix.
Well, that story is kind of...
Yeah. But they keep pumping them out, man.
You know, that story when it's got like, you know, everybody, oh, what a great guy. He's great with kids, but, you know, little girlfriend on. Say, it's just not good. It's just not good stuff. Those are hard to put a positive spin on, man, you know, on the whole thing. Just look at me. I kind of got half quiet on that thing, just talking about it. We got a wide receiver got signed. We'll tell you about that. We got some Tom Brady news. We got a lot of stuff going on. We'll get you caught up on here in just a moment. But first, I do here on a Friday want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. If you're starting to look around for something new or used and your lease is up or you're just tired of what you're driving right now, just it's breaking down or it's just gotten old on you, man. You want something new. Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend. We've got convenient locations in Dade and Broward and even Monroe County. We got Chevy dealerships everywhere for you for your convenience, where you work, where you play, where you live. Don't worry about it, man. They've got everything there. Suburbans and Tahoes are big, comfortable SUVs. Going to be a lot of them on the road this weekend getting ready for college football. The midsize like a Traverse right down to the Trailblazer, the Equinox, and a Blazer. So much style and substance, even with our smaller SUVs. Really comes down to what you feel most comfortable driving. New and used, ready for you. And I got to tell you, Silverado trucks, boy, I'll tell you what. Strong, durable Silverado trucks. Our number one seller, by far, the Silverado trucks are fantastic. They just make so many different style trucks. They've got something that's perfect for you. If it's just about you and that truck, and that's how you work and make a living, and it's only for you two, you got something durable that you can depend on 5, 6, 7 days a week. Silverado trucks are the family, getting everybody around, and still need that truck. Still need that bed in the back. We got it for you, man. Hey, whatever you're looking for, best overall products we've ever had. And by the way, if you're stopping by a South Florida Chevy dealer, usually in all of our floors in there inside, check it out. You're going to see a beautiful, beautiful, brand new Corvette. My God, are they nice. Hey, I want to let you know we've got something else special going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, Blazer EVs, Equinox, Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado models. Hey, Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, Let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, last day of our giveaway here. The Great Country Show Stars and Strings is coming to Hard Rock Live November 14th. We got a chance for you to win tickets to see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more. To enter, text the word live to 20357. That's live to 20357. You can win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. Message and data rates may apply. There you go, Joe. Final day.
All right, man, jump in there. Jump in there, folks. Nice little date night for you. Catch a little country music. Well, I'll tell you one guy that woke up real happy today. It's been a crazy one. Brandon Ayuk, the wide receiver of the San Francisco 49ers. I listened to Adam Schefter carry on yesterday morning about, man, I've never seen anything like this. He's in, he's out. Teams are offering a whole bunch. The team's about ready to trade him. They got what they want. And then it kind of sounded like 49ers, well, yeah, but we really don't want to get rid of him. We got this team that's ready to friggin' win right now. Last thing we want to do is break it up with and lose a key piece like that. So they come out with a four-year, $120 million dollar contract with, wasn't that much wasn't guaranteed. What I see, 70-something million guaranteed or something. But listen, it's obviously game-changing money for sure. And now they got to work on Trent Williams because he might be more important than the wide receivers at left tackle because he is really, really good. And got a bunch of years left on his contract and says, now, I want more money. Everybody's getting paid. I don't care if I got 3 years left on my contract. I want money. So.
Schefter and the agent went back and forth, by the way, on Twitter. I know you're not a Twitter guy, but Schefter had said that this was like the deal that was on the table for like 3 weeks. And the agent was like, yeah, that's not true. And they kind of went a little back and forth action there. But by the way, that number seems to be like the standard number now, right?
As long as it comes out to 30, guaranteed, yeah. Or not, the old 30 million, yeah, in there.
Isn't it weird, man? We're less than a week from the start of the season, and guys are still getting deals done and holding out. And
well, I'll tell you what,
Bengals got a deal to get done.
Cincinnati,
yeah.
I'm sorry, and I think Joe Burrow's really, really good. Nobody's questioning that. When he's healthy, he is really, really good. But man, you don't think he wants Ja'Marr Chase in that line? I heard him talking about, well, they're going to wait and see how the rest of these receivers they have are. I don't care how good they are. They're not going to be as good as Ja'Marr Chase. And they're saying Brown family may not have enough money. I heard that yesterday, like the Brown family, and I'm like, what do you mean they don't have enough money? Their friggin' franchise is worth $5 or $6 billion. What do you mean? And they're going, well, they may not have cash ready for the amount that you have to pay up front on these contracts to these guys. Basically, part of their contract is upfront money. So I don't.
That's not a good situation.
No.
Maybe they can call Michael Kodzie and do one of those cash out things that he does.
Get some equity out of your home.
Yeah.
Take out a second on your football team.
Here, Ja'Marr, here's some money for you.
Now you know why they had now you know why they had that meeting and talking about taking 10% out, let people buy it so they can free up.
You're right though about Ja'Marr Chase. I don't think he has a lot in common with Brandon Ayuk. I think Brandon Ayuk's a good player, but Jamar Chase is in the big horse category.
No, he's got big horse all over him. Yeah, he's got a real nice backyard wherever he is with plenty of real good grass because that is a big horse, man. The best hay, ready to go. No question about that one. So we've got a bunch of other stuff, and I want to get back to this Dolphin stuff. It got kind of ugly yesterday. It did. And I'm sure it got ugly over there before they, I believe they're off today and probably for the weekend with the bye week. And then we'll come back and get ready for Jacksonville and everything else. By the way, got some good news. This Jalen Phillips thing, this hell of a story, man. November 24th, he tore his Achilles. And looks like he's ready to go. I don't know how much they're going to play him. I can't imagine they're just going to throw him out there and let him play 50 or 60 plays. But I can see him in the rotation getting some snaps and slowly getting getting comfortable. I'm guessing he's going to have to let it rip a little bit this week too in practice, doesn't he? Before you're going to have – if you're going to play, you got to play in a game full speed.
Yeah, but the problem is those games, the first two games are so close together too, right? Wouldn't you? I'd rather see him miss the first two, but
yeah,
you know. Well, I look, man, I'm not a doctor, so I don't. What do
I?
No. Know,
well, listen, they got doctors all over these guys.
Yeah,
all
I know they wouldn't let him go if he wasn't good, but those games are close together, man.
I know
that Sunday Thursday thing is dicey.
They must think whatever it's been 8-9 months that he's ready. The offensive line thing. Look, Mike covers up. Mike's all. This is a compliment to the coaching staff. I believe Mike and that coaching staff and the way they coach, it's very offensive line friendly. It is. Their style, the blocking schemes they have, I think they're real friendly. And you don't have to hold blocks in a lot of cases a long time. Some of the plays now, you throw it down the field, you need a little bit more time, and we throw it down the field. But so I see it, and I expected Mike to come out yesterday when asked about the same stuff that Chris Greer was asked about, and he said, "Listen, man, I think we're a lot better." Pretty much is what he said. I like it. I would just say this: if Mike's to step back in our situation and look at his starting five this year versus the starting five last year at this time. And that's before the injuries, and it wasn't very many games before they all start getting hurt. But that starting five was pretty good. The center starting in Seattle, the right guard got paid ridiculous money to play in Carolina. They think he was a top-notch guard, and he was. Robert Hunt's really good, except for the pulled hamstring and came back too early and hurt it again. And Isaiah Wynn was really good player, really good guard, graded out well. And that's all. And then the two tackles, Teron, and we'll see how healthy Teron can stay this year. And obviously Austin Jackson on the other side had his best year and his most durable year, playing I think, every game last year. So that's all. We'll see how this group looks. And by the way, we're still – waiting to see if the center's going to be ready to go or not. Apparently it's going to be pretty close whether he's ready to go, which I'm guessing Eichenberg would love to know if he's going to play center or guard, right, as he's getting ready and said he just wants to play, and he'll be a good soldier on that and do it. But, so I just look at the work that's been done and what we had last year, and I thought the two guards and center were pretty damn good for the little bit of time they played together. I thought they were real, real good players. And Isaiah Wynn can't stay healthy and really hasn't ever been able to stay healthy going back to the New England Patriots as a first-round pick. But we'll see how it goes, man. I do believe this, that Mike and Chris got together and said, okay, we got enough. We got enough for what we need to do with this offense. We've shown that we have enough, and Mike was trying to nicely put it. I see a lot of different things that you guys probably don't see while you're watching practice or at a game, and your eyes are bouncing around from one drill to the next. You're probably not doing what I do at night in the morning with my coaching staff, and that's evaluate individual players on their total performance from the start to the finish, how they look in games. And he's right. He's right about that. They look at things and see tapes and different angles of tapes and have their offensive line coaches come in and evaluate it. Listen, man, it's not a popularity contest. At this level, can he play or not? And by the way, can his backup play or not? Because we may have to throw him in here because they're not stupid. They know a lot of our offensive linemen get hurt. So that's why we're sitting there, by the way, with Kendall Lamb, and behind him, we drafted a guy in the second round, and that was basically because Teron Armstead has not been able to stay healthy and getting ready for the future, you know, which may come quicker than we want. So, yeah, all that stuff comes in play. So listen, man, Mike was asked again, I'm sure, yesterday. I didn't hear the question, but I'm guessing, hey, what do you think of the offensive line? We heard from Chris Greer, and Chris Greer said, you guys are back there, you know, kind of laughing about the topic. And Mike just got to the business, man. You know, whatever the thing was with Chris, and I didn't take it as mean-spirited as a lot of guys and a lot of people. And we just need them to be able to play and perform so you can run your offense. That's all.
Mike's good, though, man. Mike can put together a two-minute answer, kind of lull you to sleep a little bit, right? So he says you know, a lot of words, but not a lot of
substance. So you do kind of step back and go,
huh?
Even when I was going to grab another coffee this morning, I was like, oh, okay.
Takes a little time to
sit. No, but I'll tell you one thing. Mike is always respectful.
Yes, he is.
To those guys out there. No matter what the question is, he'll joke with them.
You think Chris was defensive? Is that the right word to use? Like, was he like, I've had enough of these guys? Or
no, but
I don't know what the word was.
When you start at the beginning, the beginning and the end, you go back to, I just want to, just a reminder, you know, that. And he threw Mike in there, too.
Yeah.
He didn't just say he and his staff look at it. He said, Mike and I look, and we just kind of laugh at you guys.
Well, sadly for Mike, I do think those two, unfortunately, are tied together.
No, they are. By the way.
Which is a shame because Chris, I think Mike will be really, really good at some point. I don't know if that'll be here. Right? We'll see how it goes. But
I don't think Mike's in any kind of trouble. I don't think Mike's on a hot seat. Sure, the team is, but I think
I just happen to be a big Mike fan. You know, Chris is kind of another situation, but
I think this coaching staff and what he has. Listen, I still don't know if this thing's going to work. This, you know, now the latest thing is it's the players' team. It's not, he's not coaching. They're coaching the team, and it's their team. I don't know if that works. I mean, I come from such a different world. I mean, so I'm the wrong guy to ask. When I heard that one. You know, he's right about the 100% because now he's on this 100%. Everybody's going to get injured. He's right. I mean, you step back, you go, yeah. Sooner or later, everybody gets banged up. You're right. Everybody gets injured. But this turning the team over, you know, like the team belongs to the players and stuff. I understand that. I do. But you can't just go when they come in and go, hey, today, half speed, coach. You're right. You're right. We'll do that. I mean, Mike's still the head coach for a reason. We're paying him good money to be the guy. I mean, he can say that stuff, and now Tua is saying it's our team. And, yeah, I'm glad you guys are taking ownership of the team and that stuff. But, you know, I just came where, you know, where our guy was clear-cut whose team it was, who was the big name. It was everything. I call the shots. You'll do what you're told. Tired legs, stay off your legs at night. Who's bitching back there? Somebody's bitching. Don't run to somebody else. Come into my office. You guys got a problem. Nobody. You talk about grown-ass men. You didn't see a lot of guys getting up going, I'm gonna go into his office and take him up on this. Because you came out, you had just been chewed up verbally. You got chewed up. Thought you had a really good point to make to him that you thought he might buy. No shot. It was one way, the Don Shula way. And that was it. By the way, my God, man, time's flying here on a Football Friday. And we got high school football. I got a little football. I got a little high school football hangover, Woody. A rough one last week, man. Rough one. Had the lead in a bunch of games against really good teams. Couldn't hold them at the end. Ended up being really competitive games, but, man, not what you wanted. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
All right, before we get back to the show here, how about a weather update brought to you by the DeMesmin Andover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 80 degrees, partly cloudy, peak at 86. Thunderstorms, as usual, are possible after 8 a.m., Joe.
Sounds good, Woody. And, hey, man, all we ask is just get a little time for tennis, man, before, you know, thunderstorms kick back in here again today. And we've had a bunch of them here recently. My God, yesterday was a rough one out there. Rough one. All right, we say good morning and happy Friday to everybody out there. Guess who's back, by the way, in the practice squad? I knew I had something to tell you. Robbie Chosen is back again. Went out to the 49ers. They were shorthanded wide receiver with everything's going on, and they let him go. So the Dolphins put him back on the practice squad. So Robbie Chosen now 31 years old from here at South Plantation High School in South Florida. Larry Bluestein's going to join us. Speaking of that, coming up, man, Blue going to help to – we got a little spoiled through the years, man. Our top teams kind of, no matter what happens, they win. Especially St. Thomas, Chaminade, and Central. They've been kind of automatic. And we got a lot of other schools right there, you know, that are been real good. Boy, rough start, and all of them had their chances to win the game against obviously really good competition. All came up short, as a lot of our top 10 teams in South Florida ended up losing. And we'll get into all that, Blue. Listen, they're all good games and competitive. Just couldn't hold leads in some cases, and had opportunities down on the goal line and couldn't score. I mean, did anybody really think we'd ever talk about Miami Central scoring one touchdown in a frigging game? I don't care who they're playing. I don't care if they're playing against the Dolphins defense. You just expect them to exaggeration a little bit. Expect them to score more, but didn't happen. So we'll talk to Larry Bluestein about that. Get set for week two, and the team that did look really good, Teddy Bridgewater. And the Northwestern Bulls, man, looked fantastic. Great start for them. So got that. Got some great games coming up. Got a great big game tonight in Broward County. We'll tell you all about that game. And then we got this other game getting ready to go. And that is University of Miami going up to Florida. It's so funny. I usually will visualize things I expect to see, especially if you watch practices of teams and stuff. This one, I have no idea. You go back to the fundamentals of like, oh, if you have too many penalties and if you, you know, if you turn the ball over, you need to play. And then people go, play a clean game, and that's low penalty count, and you know, no turnovers or one turnover, you're in good shape. And, you know, we talk about that. But as far as matchups and stuff, I have no idea. I know the Canes have one big-ass offensive line like they did last year. Matter of fact, three of those five starters are back. They got some other big guys ready to play, some four- and five-star guys ready to step in there. And you know what they've added. They went out and got maybe the best quarterback that they've had in a long, long time in Cam Ward. And he's got to play before I go talking about how great he is. You want to see him play first. But they've loaded up on the D-line kind of for either – coach didn't want guys back or guys left on their own. They lost a lot of their defensive tackles. And Mario just said, no problem. Jason, I'm going to go out and get you some more guys that are really freaking good. And he did. He went out and hit the transfer portal, brought in some guys. This last recruiting class brought one of the best defensive tackles in the country in. That I'm guessing he's going to have to play in there. We'll be in there somewhere once he gets a little more used to playing with 21, 22, and 23-year-olds. But I expect him to get some playing time. They got two 200 and basically 30-pound running backs. I think we're all kind of curious to see how that's going to look. And then your top two receivers from last year that end up having really good seasons are back. I'll tell you one thing. I don't know what's going to happen in this game. But if I was to tell you Restrepo over under on 8 catches, I feel pretty good that Restrepo is going to catch a lot of footballs in this game. His route running gets open. I've noticed Cam Ward throws to him a lot. He's a safe target. He catches everything. Moves the chains. You know, he's going to break some tackles. Just a little bit of everything. So I expect Restrepo to be a big part of this. As far as all the other receivers, though, after George and Restrepo, I don't know. Now, everybody's told me, hey, you're missing the boat on the new guy, Sam Brown. I think it's Sam Brown. And I go, well, you know, I just want to see it, man. Maybe you're right. I just want to be able to see it. I know he's good at Houston last year. I like everything. I want to see some other wide receivers develop and become a big part of this offense and with the tight end position. And then the other question is, when it just get back to old school football, and some things don't change in the game. I know the game's had a lot of changes, and that's why we've been talking about the Dolphins' offensive line and D-line so much, and are they good enough, and coaches are telling everybody to, in the GM, cool down a little bit, everything's fine. The Canes look really good on the offensive line and defensive line. They do. They look good inside, and they look really good outside with the pass rushers and what they have and what they have ready that's on deck to play. They have really, really loaded up. Now, saying that, you want to see it in the game. One thing I can tell you, man, it looks really good. These guys had great success in Tennessee and Michigan State. And go, great, great. Well, now I want to see it in University of Miami's defense and feel better. So there's a lot of stuff, folks, a lot of stuff. I can't wait. Have no idea, but I'm not missing a commercial break of that game. I'm going to be there to just really looking forward to this and see where this team is, because they are jumping right into it. You know, a lot of people, and I don't totally disagree with it, although I'm glad Florida State, Miami could play each other every year. Sorry. I know it's about, you know, giving yourself the best chance, and I know a lot of people out there, including some of my friends, go, no, you always got to open with somebody where you can basically play the whole team that will give you a little competition, but you get playing time, and you don't need to play. It's kind of like a preseason game. And I was like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much you get out of those games. I used to be a big fan of those games, and it was great because everybody on the roster got to play in the, you know, second half, and, you know, you're up by, you know. But listen, man, this is great. LSU and USC, that's great stuff, man. Texas A&M and Notre Dame, that's really good stuff. Clemson and Georgia. I mean, man, that's like, hey, we're throwing it out there. Let's go. Let's see where we are. Let's see what we have. Great, great weekend of games. Those, by the way, three of those games are on Saturday, one's on Sunday that I just mentioned. LSU, right? If I'm not mistaken, LSU and USC are on Sunday. I believe that's a Sunday football game. And, folks, if that's not enough for you, you're going, I'm not feeling it, Joe, on this college thing. Well, next weekend, we jump right into it. Actually, check that. Thursday night, we got a great game. Man, we're all going to be dragging a little ass here Friday morning because I got a feeling Kansas City and Baltimore's going to Kansas City for the opener. What a game. What a great game. Just played each other in a game that, you know, honestly, I thought Baltimore would win. They lost at home. Now they get a chance, and there might be a little celebration going on, and Taylor Swift in the house, and we'll have 42 shots of her and watching her guy play and, you know, and so
that's a lot of star power for one game, man. On offense, both of those teams.
Yeah, no, that's.
Oh, man, that's going to be good. Derrick Henry debut over there.
That's what I forgot about that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the biggest of the big horses.
Hey, and then see what Kansas City's got, a wide receiver.
Not much.
Well, they got Worthy, right? They got the kid that could broke the record in the 40-yard dash. They see if he can run his way open on.
By the way,
it
probably won't matter who they line up at wide receiver. Mahomes will figure it out.
He seems to, doesn't he? Seems to. Well, that It'll be fun. Hey, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up here, and Larry Bluestein will join us, and got a little high school football. We'll get you caught up here early 7 o'clock hour with that, and talk about some of your schools, public and private, and how good are they, and try to figure out. It's just weird, man, to see all your top teams and basically have a loss in week one. It's just not. And they were good games. I'm not saying anybody got blown out, but it's just, man, it's kind of weird to go, damn, lost. St. Thomas lost. Up 21-10. Chaminade, they were up 27-20. They lost. Central, one touchdown. Oh, my God. Knocking on the door, couldn't score. Oh. All right, American Heritage Plantation got the real good passing game. They couldn't. Western, oh my God. Western had a lead, too, late in that game. All right, hey, right now I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T, and I just want to talk to everybody, even high school coaches out there. Hey, guys, you're getting up early this morning, and you're starting to drag, and you've noticed more when you go to practice, you're out, you're just like, damn, I don't feel like I used to. Something ain't right. Something's not right. Got a physical, but still just not. Hey, man, you have low T, and there's nothing wrong with it because everybody's going to get low T in time. Sometimes it happens to men where those numbers drop way low in your late 30s, early 40s, into your 50s. And I got to tell you, I got hit in my 60s and probably earlier, but man, I was running on empty, folks. I'm telling you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, went in and met with them on that first appointment, and they go, yeah, you're definitely past low T, and ED probably too. And I go, yeah, that would be accurate. Yeah, no energy and no sex drive. Yes, that's correct. That would be me. Hey, I'm not proud of it, but folks, the reason I'm telling everybody about it, because it worked. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. I had great results 6 months ago, 6.5 months ago now. And within a couple weeks on their program, started feeling great. And I know you will too. And if you're really dragging and just making excuses on a Friday and Saturday night in the bedroom and she's going, it's okay, and you, the one you don't want, you're not attracted to me anymore. Oh, my God, that's the worst. that's a classic you don't want to deal with, man. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida-licensed medical provider, T and a PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. The most important part of this is set up an appointment and go down and meet with them and see what they can do for you. Find out what's going on with yourself. They'll do it all. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Set up that first appointment with Atlantic Men's Clinic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.